Now, I am really in love with the exhibition named The Deep Empty. And I saw that it came from a quote from the French artist Yves Klein. Yes. And I don't really know that much about Yves Klein aside from the famous blue that he created in, I think, the early 1960s. So yes. Why were you so drawn to his work for inspiration for this exhibition?
Well, firstly, I just want to say that for me, the truth is that I am actually naturally a monochrome painter. When
okay.
I started uni in 2012, 2013, you know, it just came naturally to me. And I did go on a huge trajectory of colour and learning about colour at university. And then for some reason, I don't know, it just comes naturally to paint blue again. And this show, I find that my painting is likened to what Yves Klein sees in the blue. I mean, he registered the blue as international Klein blue, which everyone knows, you know, he's famous for that. But also for him, you know, the colour has a quality of pure space and immateriality, you know, a spiritual quality to it, you know. And he had this quote, like he likened it to an open window to freedom. And I felt that that resonated with me. So I decided that I wanted to do a show that just focused on one colour. And the colour that that colour actually makes me feel something. It resonates, it makes me feel something that is more sensorial than any other colour. And so, therefore, that's how it came about, really.
An open window to freedom, did you say?
Yes.
That's amazing. I'm never going to look at blue the same. There we go. You mentioned, you hit on there that the idea that you focus, your, I guess, medium is largely looking at monochrome paintings, and I believe that you've done exhibitions in the past where you have focused on different colours. Was there one that you were focusing on red and some different colours as well? So what is the attraction that to this kind of idea of monochrome painting? Is it just something that you kind of inherently were drawn to, or is there sort of a different type of reasoning?
Well, as I said, like when I started out at university doing monochromes, it was mainly because I actually wanted to know about colour as a language. And I painted one colour at that stage because I was actually afraid of colour. And then when I actually was at university for a couple of years, I learnt under Charlie Sheard, who is the master of colour. And I learnt colour like I had learnt a language. So I wanted to always like look at colour and basically say, okay, I can mix that myself. And it took me a couple of years, and then all of a sudden it switched over like a language, like learning French, say, where all of a sudden I can look at any colour now and I can mix it off the top of my head, which
wow.
I never thought would happen to me. But in saying that, you know, you'd think that because I can do that, I would probably paint paintings that, you know, maybe have a palette of different colours. But for some reason, it doesn't resonate with who I am. And so being a monochrome painter is just more authentic to who I am. And I think it's funny because people who look at my paintings, you know, if they don't know me, they actually assume that I could be this calm, cool, collected, I don't know, minimalist person at home even. But I'm the complete opposite of my paintings.
Wow.
So maybe I paint monochromes also because it is meditative, and also the fact that it is a slow process, because I'm actually very interested in painting as a slow process of painting, a slow process that actually slows down life, you know, and recalibrates you, because life is so fast. It's like a resistance to the fast speed of life.
I've certainly heard of the concept of music being an international language, but
yes.
that's a really interesting point that the idea of colour.
Yes.
Being an intro, because I guess that regardless of your native tongue, everyone experiences colours, I guess, in the
yes.
same kind of way. Great.
Yes.
So talking about this exhibition, you're focusing on blue, but it also seems to me that it's kind of like some self-imposed limitations. It's all on the one colour. It's all in the one medium for the whole exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
So are these limitations in place to force creativity?
No, it's actually, well, you know, I actually have ideas all the time, and I find that when I'm resting or I'm not doing painting or I'm not in the studio, ideas always come in my head. I'm always writing them down. I've got lots of ideas. I think, you know, to not intellectualize, it's really basically the fact that I love paint. I love acrylic painting. I can't do oil because I'm a little bit allergic to it, so I don't use oil.
Oh,
but
okay.
I made acrylic work for me the way I wanted it to. And my studio practice is painting mainly because I'm a very 2D person as well. So yeah, that's probably why I'm not a sculptor and I'm a painter. Yeah, and I don't know, actually, about that, but I think that I'm always creative. I mean, even if you look at that show, it might look like it's a planned Blue show, but if you look at the works individually and you look at the show as a whole, ideas in that show, and the only thing that's really tying it together is the colour blue.
Okay. I am certainly not a painter myself, but I do have been playing guitar for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. And the concept of the monochrome medium and kind of having a look at some of the works that are in this exhibition, mm-hmm. it reminded me of Neil Young.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have to stick with me here. So a lot of guitar solos are like super complex, like particularly, yeah. you know, metal, there's so many notes per second or whatever. Yeah. But one thing that Neil Young did was to kind of focus on a single note and really mm-hmm. wring it dry and extract yes. all of the meaning from it.
Yes.
Do you think it's kind of a similar concept when you're doing monochromatic painting where you have restricted yourself to this colour, so you have to really draw everything you can from it?
Yes. Yes and no. Yeah, I would probably say not so much just the colour, but also the ideas.
Okay.
For instance, you know, when you go into this show, you will see different ideas. You'll see, you know, a gradient on polyester. Then you see these three very deep works, you know, one with a bit of a frame of a border and the other one's got like this, you know, line down the middle. And then you've got these couple of linen works which are actually speak to each other upside down and right way up. And, you know, Ron Adams, who actually is one of the directors of Gallery Pom Pom, was saying, you know, it's like half cup empty, half full. You know, so, and then there's the work on the right when you walk in, which is this big linen one with a line. And you notice that they all have different ideas, they're all different. But if you look at it as a whole now, I personally think that, yeah, I could probably grab one of those ideas and just stretch it out. You know, for instance, if just the gradient I've done before where I've just stretched out the gradient and did a gradient show, even though it was all in different colours, it was all gradient.
Okay.
So I guess, yeah, I sort of do work in that respect, like Neil Young, and I probably should work that way even more so because there are a lot of ideas in my show that I can now see that I could probably explore further and have a lot more shows.
You mentioned previously the Gallery Pom Pom, so the exhibition is showing right now.
Mm-hmm.
If people are interested, where can they find the details?
The details are on gallerypompom.com.
Okay.
They're also on Instagram as well, and also I will be there actually this Sunday, next Sunday, the 8th and the 15th of October from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. So they're open from Wednesday up to Sunday.
Okay. Well, yeah, it certainly sounds like a very interesting exhibition, a great thing to check out.